continuing the series of topics in Kiddushin. So today's shiur will be about what factors, specifically tangential factors, should a person consider when looking to choose a spouse. So we're going to talk about three tangential factors. First of all, the girl's family. Second of all, financial situation. And third of all, looks. So to begin with discussing the girl's family. Should the girl's family matter when choosing a wife? So says the Gemara in Pesachim, in the first source on the sheet, Tanu Rabbanan, Ho'olam yimkor adam kol ma sheyeshlo v'yisa bas Talmud Chacham. So a person should sell everything that they own in order to marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham. Lo matza bas Talmud Chacham, if they can't find the daughter of a Talmud Chacham, so yisa bas gedolei hadar. So they should marry the daughter of gedolei hadar. That sounds funny to us. Normally we assume that a gadol hadar is the greatest Talmud Chacham of the generation. Rashi here explains that gedolei hadar means anshei ma'aseh v'tzadikim. So people who do a lot of mitzvos and tzadikim. Lo matza bas gedolei hadar, if you can't find the daughter of a gadol hadar, so yisa bas rashei kinesios. Marry the daughter of the head of the community. Lo matza bas rashei kinesios, if you can't find that, yisa bas gabai tzedaka. So marry the daughter of the gabai tzedaka. Lo matza bas gabai tzedaka, if you can't find the daughter of a gabai tzedaka, yisa bas merandei tinokos. So marry the daughter of someone who teaches children. So it's clear from this Gemara that the girl's family definitely does matter. And the question is why? So first of all, to begin with, as we'll see later on, especially the way the Rambam understands the Gemara, it's not that we care so much about who the girl's father is. More importantly, there's an assumption that the girl will have picked something up from the household in which she grew up, and the assumption is that whoever her father is will have left a lasting impact on her. So what we care primarily about is who she is, and that's why the Gemara says that a person should try and marry the daughter of these people, because these people will have an impact on their family, and then their daughter will learn from their ways. So why is it so important who the father is? So I think we're going to see six different reasons, six different factors as to why a person should choose someone as a wife. So the first is the second source here on our sheet. The Gemara in Pesachim, right there, says, Tanu Rabbanan, Ra'olam yimkor adam kol ma sheyeshlo v'yisa bas Talmud Chacham. So a person should sell everything that they own to marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham. She'im meisa gola, because if something happens to the person, if he passes away or if he has to go into exile, so muftach ho shebanav talmidei chachamim. So he'll be ensured that his children will become talmidei chachamim. V'al yisa bas am ha'aretz, don't marry the daughter of an am ha'aretz. She'im meis o gola, banav am ha'aretz, because if the person dies or gets exiled, so his children will be am ha'aretz. In other words, if something happens to the husband, so if his wife is the daughter of a Talmud Chacham, so she'll be someone who values Torah, and we'll see that explanation in the Rambam in a minute. So she'll be someone who values Torah, and she'll make sure that her children are educated in Torah. So the first reason, the first thing that a person should look for in choosing a wife is, or the first thing that we see here on our source sheet, is that they should be someone who will educate their children for Talmud Torah. When the Shulchan Aruch brings down this Gemara, so he explains, so we can see here in source 3, V'chol zeh ba'am ha'aretz she'eino medakdek b'mitzvos, that the Am Ha'aretz we're talking about here, when the Gemara says, don't marry the daughter of an Am Ha'aretz, so the Am Ha'aretz we're talking about is someone who's not careful in the performance of mitzvos. So it's possible that then if the Talmud Chacham the Gemara is discussing is in contrast to an Am Ha'aretz, it's possible that the Talmud Chacham we're referring to here is someone who is careful in the performance of mitzvos. So this perhaps could be a second factor in choosing a wife, that she should be someone who is going to educate their children in the performance of mitzvos. The Rambam, when he brings down this Gemara, he says in source 4, Oyisa adam bas ami ha'aretz. A person should not marry the daughter of an am ha'aretz. She'im meis ogora, because if the person passes away or gets sent into exile, banav ami ha'aretz, his children will be ami ha'aretz. She'im iman yodas keser ha'torah, because their mother, the person's wife, doesn't understand the crown of Torah, the value of Torah. So we see from this Rambam that the focus is on the girl. It doesn't matter so much who her father is. What's more important is that we assume that if her father is a Talmud Chacham, she'll be someone who's Yodas Keser HaTorah, who recognizes the value of Torah. And then the Rambam continues, V'lo yasi bito ha'am ha'aretz, a person shouldn't marry their daughter off to an am ha'aretz, Shakol hanosein bito ha'amaretz, anyone who marries their daughter off to an amaretz, kamisha kofsa v'nosna l'fnei ha'ari, it's as if he tied her up and gave her to a lion, maka u'boel v'ein lo boshes panim, that a husband who's an amaretz can be abusive. U'la'olam yimkor adam kol ma sheyesh lo v'yisa bas Talmud Chacham, a person should always sell everything that they own to marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham, she'imeso gore banav talmidei chachamim, because if he dies or gets sent into exile, his children will become talmidei chachamim, v'chein, and similarly, yasi bito v'talmud chacham, a person should marry off their daughter to a Talmud Chacham, she'ein davar meguna, there's nothing bad, v'lo meriva, and there are no fights v'beso shal Talmud Chacham in the house of a Talmud Chacham. So the Rambam here goes a step beyond the Gemara. The Gemara is talking to the husband and telling him who he should choose as a wife and saying that he should marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham. And the Rambam here talks about who a person should marry their daughter off to, who the girl should look for as a husband, or who the father-in-law should look for as a son-in-law. So it says that he should look for a Talmud Chacham because that'll ensure Shalom Bayis. She'ein davar meguna v'ro meriva bebeiso shel Talmud Chacham. There's nothing bad, there are no fights in the house of a Talmud Chacham. So I thought that we could ask three questions on this Rambam. First of all, in terms of who to choose for a husband, so the Rambam says a person should marry off their daughter to a Talmud Chacham. Why? Because there'll be Shalom Bayis. So we can ask, how come we don't mention that'll ensure that the grandchildren will become Talmidei Chachamim? The same way that the husband is encouraged to marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham in order to ensure that if something were to happen to him in the future, so his wife, who recognizes the Keser HaTorah, will educate their children in Torah, so too, the Rambam should instruct the father-in-law who's looking to marry off his daughter to a Talmud Chacham, so that his grandchildren will become Talmidei Chachamim, a parallel to what the Gemara says when the husband is looking for a wife. So how come the Rambam doesn't mention that? Second question we can ask is, how come the Rambam doesn't mention the value of marrying off one's daughter to a Talmud Chacham, so that one can be an Ezer Kenegdo of a Talmud Chacham? We know the Gemara in Brachos, Noshim B'mai Zachyon, that's a tremendous chus for a woman whose husband and children are learning Torah. So how come the Rambam leaves that out? And third of all, if the Rambam is saying that marrying a Talmud Chacham will result in Shalom Bayis, so how come when the Gemara discusses the opposite case of who the husband should marry, it says he should marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham, and the reason the Gemara gives is so that if something happens to him, his children will be Talmidei Chachamim, why not add the reason of the Rambam? How come the Gemara doesn't mention the reason of the Rambam, that if a person marries the daughter of a Talmud Chacham, she'll have picked up from the ways of her father, and it'll be a guarantee to Shalom Bayis? Why doesn't the Rambam mention that reason as well? So I thought you could answer that perhaps the basic factor when choosing a spouse is, as the Rambam gives, is Shalom Bayis, v'lo meriva bebeiso shel Talmud Chacham. But the Rambam is coming to explain the Gemara, which says, la'olam yimkor adam kol ma sheyesh lo v'yisa bas Talmud Chacham, that a person is required to sell everything that they have in order to marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham. So the fact that a person is required to sell everything that they own, that's a requirement that we don't usually find by most mitzvos. So perhaps the reason why a husband should marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham and the father-in-law who's looking to find a son-in-law should look for a Talmud Chacham for a son-in-law, perhaps the most basic reason is because, as the Rambam says, "Ein davar meguna v'lo meriva v'beiso shel Talmud Chacham," that there's shalom bayis in the house of a Talmud Chacham. But that's not sufficient to explain the Gemara that a person should sell everything that they own in order to marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham. Because we don't usually find a requirement, for whatever reason, for a person to sell everything that they own in order to fulfill some positive mitzvah. Normally a person is only required to spend up until a chomesh for a positive mitzvah. So in order to explain the expression "La'olam yimkor adam kol ma sheyesh lo v'yisa bas Talmud Chacham," to that the Gemara had to say that the reason is because if something happens to him, his children will become Talmidei Chachamim. How is that? Why is the fact that a person's children, why is ensuring that one's children will become Talmidei Chachamim something which requires selling everything that you own? So perhaps we can explain that based on the following. We know that there are, most of the time we don't have a requirement to sell everything that we own, but there are a few places where there is such a requirement. In Source 5, we can see the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Chanukah. Tzarech yizoher ma'od b'adlakas Neiros Chanukah. A person has to be very careful when it comes to Neiros Chanukah, to lighting Neiros Chanukah. V'afilu ani ha'misparnis minat stakah. Even someone who's poor, who's taking stakah, Goel, he has to borrow money, or Mochek Suso, or he has to sell the shirt off his back, for Keach Shemen Lahadlik, in order to obtain oil to light Neros Chanukah. And the Beir Halacha in Source 6 here explains, Harav HaMagid Kosovs, the Magid Mishnah writes, the Harambam Ramad Kain, the Rambam learns this out, Midin Dalet Kosos, from the Dalet Kosos that we drink on Leil Pesach, Tezevezeh Havi Mishum Pirsumei Nisa, because both are because of Pirsumei Nisa, and a mitzvah that's because of Pirsumei Nisa comes along with this requirement to be Mochek Suso, to even sell the shirt off one's back. How can we say that that educating one's children has an aspect of Pirsumei Nisa? So in Source 7 here we see the Chovos HaLavavos, the Kevan Shehu Kain, His Chayvu Anshe HaChochma V'Hamada V'Ha'ir Mishalo Haven Tovos HaBorei. So people who are wise have to inspire those who have not yet understood and appreciated the kindnesses that Hashem, that the Creator, does for us. U'ahoros b'nei adam l'das yisronam b'derech sichlam. And to teach the people to understand the value of these favors that Hashem does for us. Ki kama tovos mana ba'aleyem v'honos mehem. Because there are many favors that the person who receives these favors can't fully benefit from. V'irbev simchasu bohem. And their simcha, their enjoyment from them, is detracted by chesron hakaroso osam, their lack of recognition of the favor. Vidyaso marosam, and the fact that they don't recognize the value of the favor. Even if they know about the favor, they don't recognize how important it is. They don't recognize its value. Uchashem irim esbari hatovos. And when we point out to these people who receive these favors from Hashem, lahakir ofnei yisronam, to recognize their value, umegavim lahem mashenera midaita mehem, and we point out to them what they had been forgetting, Yigdal Shivcham, so then their praise of Hashem will increase. V'tar b'ho da'asam, they'll thank Hashem even more. V'meitiv v'hem, to the one who gives them all this good, Takarash Baruch Hu, v'yagiyu b'azeh el ha'tainug v'ha'hanoa b'hem b'olam hazeh u'schar tov v'olam haba. So what we see that there's a requirement on Anshei HaChachma, on Talmidei Chachamim, to tell people about all the favors that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, and as a result of that, these people who realize the favors that Hashem does for them will thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so perhaps we can argue that ensuring that there are more Talmidei Chachamim in the world, ensuring that our children will become Talmidei Chachamim, does to some degree have an aspect of Pirsumei Nisa, and perhaps that's what requires the fact that a person has to sell Kol Ma Sheyesh Lo V'Yisa Bas Talmud Chacham. So I think so far we have three reasons, three factors that a person should look for in a wife. First of all, educating one's children with Talmud Torah. Second of all, educating one's children to be medaktik b'mitzvos. And third of all, shalom bayis, that we don't find davar meguna v'lo meriva b'beis oshel talmud chacham. Fine. Fourth factor that the Pisrei Tshuva brings, we can see this in Source 8, the Pisrei Tshuva writes, Dikte karav hataz merashi shim basa amaoretz mevina d'haosek batora ahanyarei b'olam hazeh v'olam haba, that if the daughter of the amaoretz understands that one who learns Torah, it will benefit him in this world and the next world, so then there's no problem of marrying her, even though her father is an Amma Aretz. The whole reason not to marry the daughter of an Amma Aretz is because she won't understand the great value of Torah, but if she does understand the great value of Torah, then it's fine. Well, if he's then, the Pisrei Tshuva writes, according to this, Imhi Bas Ashir, if she's the daughter of someone who's wealthy, or Maspik Lechosno, and he's supporting his son-in-law, Sharis, then that's also okay. The whole insistence that a person not marry the daughter of an Amma Aretz is because Chazal didn't want the wife to convince the husband to leave his learning and go get involved in business instead. They didn't want the husband to be distracted from his learning. So if the father-in-law is wealthy, even if he's an Amma Aretz, since his daughter, even though she might not necessarily appreciate the value of Torah, but she's taken care of financially, so she's not going to convince her husband to leave learning to go into business, so then it's okay. So we see from here a fourth reason for marrying the daughter of a Talmud Chacham, and that's because that'll facilitate the husband to be able to continue learning. She'll appreciate the husband's learning, and she'll encourage him to continue learning. Okay, so continuing to perhaps the fifth reason. So in Source 9, we see the Tosfos there in Psachim. Lo matzabas gabay tzedakah, yisabas meramdei tinokos. So if a person can't find the daughter of a gabay tzedakah, so he should marry the daughter of a meramdei tinokos. So it says Tosfos, mashma de gabay tzedakah adifi mimeramdei tinokos. So it sounds from here like a gabay tzedakah takes priority over a meramdei tinokos. We say in the Gemara in Baba Basra, the Hamaskilim Yaziru Kazor Harakia, that the Maskilim will glow like the sky shines. Ilu Gabay Tzedakah. That's a reference to the Gabay Tzedakah. Umatzdike Harabim Kikochavim. And those who cause the public to do good will shine like stars. Ilu Meramdei Tinokos. So that's a reference to Meramdei Tinokos. So we assume that stars shine to a greater degree than the sky. So it sounds like the Matzdikei HaRabim, which are the Meramdei Tinokos, which are compared to stars, so they're shining to a greater degree than the Maskilim, which are the Gabbai Tzedakah. So in our Gemara, it sounds like the Gabbai Tzedakah is greater. But in that Gemara, it sounds like the Meramdei Tinokos is greater. So Tosfos answers, Tzarech Omar deZohar HaRakia Odif miZohar Kochavim. So he says you have to say that the light of the sky is really greater than the light of the stars. And it's really, as our Gemara here in Pesachim says, that a Gabbai Tzedakah is on a greater level than a Meramdei Tinokos. The Chasam Sofer gives a different answer to Tosfos' question. We can see here in Source 10. The Chasam Sofer writes, Yisa bas Gabbai Tzedakah, Ayin betzrach davar noe umisgabel. It's true that the stars are really brighter. And we're about to see a scientific explanation, which doesn't sound like it's accurate, but the point of what he means to say is definitely true. So, it's true that the stars shine brighter than the sky. The light of the stars is not their own. The light of the stars is just the light that the stars receive from the sun. It's true that the sky is not as bright. But the light of the sky is its own. And it lights up the day for us. And this is what the Gemara means. It's true that the Gabbai Tzedakah is not on as high a level as the Meramdei Tinokos. Nonetheless, he still distributes tzedakah to other people. And his daughter learns from him and also distributes money to the poor. That's not the case by the daughter of a Meramdei Tinokos. She's usually benefiting from the honor of the Torah that's shown to her family because her father is the Meramdei Tinokos. So it's true that the Meramdei Tinokos is on a higher level, but the daughter of the Gabbai Tzedakah is someone who picks up what's done in her household, and she's doing things for others and distributing tzedakah. And the daughter of the Meramdei Tinokos, so she's just receiving the benefits, and she's receiving the honor that's shown to her family, Mechvod HaTorah. So here we see a fifth factor, and that's the Madrega of the wife. And in choosing a wife, one wants to choose someone who's on her own elevated Madrega. Like here, the daughter of the Gabbai Tzedakah is someone who's picked up from the midos of her household, and she also distributes tzedakah to the Aniyim. And the sixth and final reason that I saw is the Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara says in Source 11, Amarava, Hanose Isha Tzarech Sheyivdok Ba'acheha, a person who's marrying a wife has to check out her brothers. Shneamar veikach Aharon es Elisheva bas Aminadav achos nachshon. Bimashma shneamar bas Aminadav, from the fact that it says that she's the daughter of Aminadav, in yodeyash achos nachshon, I know that she's the sister of Nachshon. Ma talmud omar achos nachshon, why does it say that she's the sister of Nachshon? Mikan shanose isha tzrech sheyivdok ba'acheha. You see from here that when a person comes to get married, they should look into who the girl's brothers are. Tana the Braita says, rov banim domin la'achei ha'im, that most children are similar to the uncle, or like the mother's brother. I heard explained by Shem Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky that in previous generations, since the girls didn't get out as much, so if you wanted to know what the girl's characteristics were, so the best way to check was to look at her brothers. If a person can investigate the girl's characteristics, so that's even better. That's primarily what we're interested in figuring out. But what we see from this Gemara is that when a person is choosing a wife, so since their children are ultimately going to be similar to their wife's brothers, or as Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, as it would come out from what Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says, that the children are going to be similar to the wife. So a person wants to choose a wife who will be with the midos that they want to see in their children. So I think the reason given here is that the factor is that a person wants to make sure that their children are educated with good midos, and the children will probably take after their mother's brothers or their mother herself. So just to summarize, it seems like There are six factors mentioned for choosing a wife. The Gemara says the family matters, and that's because the Gemara is assuming that that people in the same family learn from one another, and that the daughter of a Talmud Chacham will learn from her father, and the daughter of a Gabbai Tzedakah will learn from her father. So the six factors that are listed, is three of them have to do with educating one's children for Talmud Torah, educating one's children for being medaktik in mitzvos, and educating one's children in midos. And the other three factors mentioned are the Shalom Bayis, the Ein Meriva Bebeiso Shel Talmud Chacham, the Madrega of the wife, like the Chasam Sofer said here in Source 10, and finally the Pesrei Tshuva, that the wife should be someone who will value her husband's learning and encourage her husband to continue learning and not to be distracted by leaving learning to enter business. Fine. So now moving over to the next tangential factor that a person might consider in choosing a wife, and that's the girl's financial situation. So should the girl's financial situation matter? So says the Shulchan Aruch here in Source 12, O yisa adam isha sheish bashum so. A person shouldn't marry someone who's asert them. And the Rama adds, Kohanose isha psura misham mamon, anyone who marries a woman who's asert to him because he's interested in her money, havin obanim sheina mehuganim, he's going to have children who are not fitting, aval barav hachi, but if the person is not ushered to him, if the girl is not ushered to him, she'ein apsura alav, she's not ushered to him, el shanosa mishum mamon, he's just marrying her because he's interested in her money, but she's mutter to him, so that the Shulchan Aruch says is mutter. So the Chelkas Mechokek, later on in the Ramah there, just to take a step back, the Ramah says that if a person gets engaged, and the father-in-law promises the son-in-law a certain amount of money, and then the father-in-law backs out. And he says, I'm not gonna give the son-in-law the money. So the son-in-law should go ahead with the marriage anyways. He shouldn't be mevatel the marriage just because he's not going to receive what his father-in-law promised him. So on that, the Chelkas Mechokek writes, Af al gav de lefneze kosav kol she'in apsura rav moter lisa mishum mamon, that the Rambam wrote earlier, that if the woman is not usher to him, if the girl is not usher to him, so then he's allowed to marry her mishum mamon. So hainu im nos nimro mamon beratzon tov. That's if she's, you know, willing to give him money beratzon tov. Avara agin karoso bishvil ze. But to go ahead and not marry her because of that. Oh, and then the chalkas mechokek adds in. Ora agin atzma. Ora hamten mirisa isha ad sheyimtza isha shatitem mamon. But to refrain from getting married until a person comes across an isha who's better off financially, so that's aser. V'chein siyim barachayim, v'rabim nechshalim ba'aveira k'she'inam nosim isha b'mehera. There are many people who are nechshal ba'aveira when they don't get married earlier. V'alayam ne'ema, and then it says, k'anose isha l'shem mamon. So it's a problem to refrain from getting married while a person is waiting to find an isha who's better off financially. Kol mar sha'ikov mirisa isha b'shvil chemdas mamon gorim v'alaholid banim zarim. Just food for thought. If a person delays marriage because of mamon, not because they're interested in finding an isha who's better off financially, but because they want to make sure that they're better off financially before they begin to build a family, perhaps the Chelkas Mechokek would consider that to be a problem too. I mean, it might depend on whether or not they're pushing that to an extreme, but if a person is waiting till they become a multi-billionaire, you know, and that's, or perhaps even less than that, before getting married, so that might be a problem of being no se misha mamon. What about if the reason why a person wants to be Nosei Mishum Mamon is because they want to continue learning in Kohel? So the Aruch HaShulchan discusses that. He says in Source 14, Avalem Nosei Isha K'sheira L'Shem Mamon, a person marries a girl who's mutter to him, and he's marrying her L'Shem Mamon, She'el Mori Mamona Hayanosei Acheres, he would marry someone else if not for for this girl's Mamon. Ein Bazeh Avon, so that's not us. There are person, as long as the girl is mutter to him, so he's allowed to have mamon be one of the factors in his choice. If he's a Talmud Chacham, so it's proper to do that. It's proper to marry someone mishum mamon. Why? Then he won't have to be distracted with worldly matters. So he'll be better off financially, and he'll be able to sit and learn for a longer period of time. So if a person is marrying a girl who's mutter to him, let's just summarize for a second. If a person marries a girl who's usher to him, mishum mamon, so that's the standard, that's the problem of nosei mishum mamon. That's the example of nosei mishum mamon. A person's marrying an isha psuva mishum mamon. She's usher to him, and he's just marrying her for mamon. If she's muteras to him, so then he's allowed to marry her based on mamon, but he shouldn't break off a shidduch just because mamon that was promised to him isn't going to be given to him, and he shouldn't delay finding a wife while he's waiting to find someone who has more mamon. But if the girl is mutaras to him and he's deciding between two people and one of them has more mamon, so that would be mutter. And if that's going to enable him to continue learning and not to be distracted by inyanei olam hazeh, so the Aruch HaShulchan says that that's recommended. Moving on to the third tangential factor that one might consider in choosing a wife, should one take into account beauty? So the Gemara says at the end of Maseches Ta'anis, Tanu Rabbanon, Yifeifyo Shebahen Mahayu Omros, what would the beautiful ones say? So they would say, Tznu Einechem Riyofi, you should pay attention to beauty. She'ein Ha'isha Ela Riyofi. So that's the claim of the Yifeifyos, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that's the Torah ideology. So this source is not necessarily a proof, but moving on to the next source, we see that it becomes more legitimate. The Gemara says in Ksubis, Masnisin Drok Rebichias, the Mishnah there, and this is in source 16, the Mishnah there had listed certain responsibilities that a wife has to her husband. And the Gemara says, Masnisin Drok Rebichia, that this Mishnah, which says that the wife has these responsibilities to her husband, is not like Rebichia. The Tani Rebichia taught, Ein Isha Ela Riyofi. So Ein Isha Ela Riyofi means that Yofi is something that an Isha provides for her husband, and that is, so to speak, one of the responsibilities that a wife has to her husband, to provide that Yofi. And Rabbi Chiya argues with the Mishnah and says that all the other responsibilities listed in the Mishnah are not in fact responsibilities of the wife to her husband, because the Isha's primary responsibility is Ein Isha Ela Riyofi, Ein Isha Ela Rabbanim. So we see that Rabbi Chiya believes that Yofi is one of the benefits that a wife provides for her husband. So if that's something that the halacha recognizes as a benefit that a wife provides for her husband, it makes sense that that could be a fair factor for consideration. The Gemara says in Baba Basra in Source 17, Amar li Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, Lidi Doch the Amriz Rivya Ba'ar Olam, according to you, that when daughters are born, so Rivya Bari Olam, now the world will become more populated. So that's a wonderful thing, that the world should be more populated. So how come Eov, at the end of Sefer Eov, see Eov received a bracha that everything that he had was doubled? So how come his daughters weren't doubled? It's a wonderful thing to have daughters. Why didn't he have twice as many? So Amaro Nihidaru Nichpuru B'Shemos, it's true that they weren't doubled literally by name, but it means that he didn't have twice as many daughters, but they became twice as beautiful. And Rashi says there, and there's no greater doubling of Eov's daughters than that. That's the greatest possible doubling of Eov's daughters, that they should be doubled, that they should become doubly as beautiful as they were. We see from here the value of Yofi. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin in Source 19, Isha Yofa Ashrei Baira Mispar Yomav Kifrayim, that a beautiful woman, so her husband is very fortunate, and Mispar Yomav Kifrayim, Rashi explains, Kifrayim Merov Hanah Chashuvin Kifrayim, because of the great enjoyment that he gets, so it's considered as if he lived twice as long. The Yaivitz says on this, there in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kamash Maran, why is the Gemara telling us this? Kamash Maran Rimahadar Abbasra, to teach us that we should seek after her. In other words, we should try to find an Isha who's an Isha Yafa. Velo Yitain Eina B'mamon Shel Ka'ura, a certain person should not set their eyes on the money of someone who's not beautiful. Kisofo Rasis Einav B'Isha Tchein, because then at the end they'll set their eyes on a beautiful woman, a different beautiful woman who's not their wife, Yilgur B'Mitzudasa, and they'll be caught in her trap. And moving over to, we're learning Kiddushin this year, so moving over to the famous Gemara in Kiddushin, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Asra Adam Shi Kadesh Es Aisha Ad Shir Ena, a person is not permitted to be Makadesh and Isha until he sees her, Shema Yirab Adavar Magunev Tiskana Arav, lest he see something that he's disgusted by, Rachmana Amar Vyahav Togarecha Kamocha, a person has a responsibility to love every Jew, certainly to love their wife, and if he sees something that he's disgusted by, it may be an impediment for him to have the proper love for his wife. So I think we see from here that there are three reasons why Yofi is important. First of all, we see that Yofi is something that a wife provides for her husband, and that's recognized halachically, so it's fair for that to be a factor. Second of all, we see from the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Merov Hanah Chashuvin Kikifrayim, that beauty is something which provides Hanah. Second of all, we see, as the Yaivet says, that beauty can prevent a husband from being distracted by someone else. And third of all, we see from the Gemara in Kiddushin that if a person sees a davar maguna, if a person is disgusted by something in their wife's physical appearance, so that could be an impediment to v'ahavta reyacha kamocha. The Gemara says in Maseches Nedarim, It talks about a case where a person ma'aseh be'echad shenodar, is in source 23, ma'aseh be'echad shenodar mibas achusu hanoi. A person took a neder that he wasn't going to marry his sister's daughter. His sister's daughter would be mutaras to him. It wouldn't be an iser of a family member who one's not allowed to marry, so he could have married her, but he took a neder he wasn't going to marry her. And the reason why he took this neder was because he thought she wasn't beautiful. They brought her into the house of Rabbi Yishmael and they beautified her. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, so Yishmael said to the potential husband, Bini Mizona Darta, did you take a neder you weren't going to marry her? Amar laughed, no, I didn't take a neder, I wasn't going to marry her. I never imagined she was so beautiful. Vihitira Rabbi Yishmael, so Yishmael said that she's permitted. In other words, his neder was a mistake. He took a neder that he wasn't going to marry her because he thought she wasn't beautiful, and now he found out that she is beautiful. So the neder was a mistake and it doesn't take effect. But Usa Shah Bachar Rabbi Yishmael, at that time Rabbi Yishmael cried, Va'amar Benos Yisrael no saying, Benos Yisrael are beautiful, Elasha Anius Minavelton. It's just their poverty makes it more difficult for them to appear as beautiful as they really are. So despite the fact that beauty is important and it's fair for it to be a factor, so it's also possible that someone who at first glance doesn't appear to be beautiful, perhaps they really are. As Rabbi Yishmael says, Benos Yisrael no saying, Benos Yisrael are beautiful. We're all familiar with the Pasuk at the end of Mishlei. The Pasuk says, Sheker Hachin Vehevel Hayov. That chayin and yofi are something which is sheker, or something which are not significant. But isha yiras Hashem, he says halal, that a woman is to be praised for yiras shemayim. So Metudas David writes sheker, source 25, sheker hachayin chayin ha'isha v'yofya him sheker v'hevel. So the beauty of a woman is sheker v'hevel. It's nothingless. It's nothing. It's meaningless. Rotzel omer. So what does that mean? So the fact that Metudas David says rotzel omer means he's bothered by a question. He's bothered. How can you say that they're nothing? Haven't we seen other sources that they do have significance? So he says, "Ein bohem to'eles rab ad rahalel es ha'isha ba'era." They don't have enough significance to warrant praising a woman for these things. Aval isha yiras Hashem, hi ha'ruuya lahalel ba'zeh. But an isha who has yiras shemayim, a girl who's yiras shem, who has yiras shemayim, so she's someone who it's fitting to praise her because of that. In other words, when it comes to an order of priorities, there's no question that the most important priority is yiras shemayim. Yiras shemayim is something which warrants praise. Yiras shemayim is yiras shemayim. He says halel. Chayin and Yofi, in comparison, in contrast to Yiras Shemayim, are insignificant. Chazal say, Metudas David writes, "Ein bohem to'eles rav ad rahalas ha'isha bo'eira." They don't have enough significance in contrast to Yiras Shemayim to praise the isha for them. But one of the most common cognitive distortions is the all or nothing idea, and I think sometimes because we know Sheker Hachin Vehevel Hayofi Isha Yiras Hashem Hisas Hala. We know the importance of Yiras Shemayim, that that's the number one priority, that's the most important factor in choosing a wife. So sometimes we mistakenly make the all or nothing mistake, that then Chayin and Yofi we treat as nothing. And in contrast to Yiras Shemayim, of course that's true, of course it's nothing. But as a standalone, so we saw from the other Makoros that the Chayin and Yofi do have value and they can be a legitimate factor, but of course the primary factor is Yiras Hashem, Hisas Halal.